The new year is time for resolutions, fresh starts, and change. It's the perfect time to change to Integrity First. Now through the end of January, bring your checks from your old bank and open a new Integrity First checking account with a minimum of $100, and you'll get a complimentary box of Integrity First Bank checks. Plus, we'll buy those old bank checks for $50. We'll even include a 3x5 safe deposit box free for 1 year. Happy New Year from Integrity First Bank. Equal Housing Lender Member FDIC.
You're listening to Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7, KCTT, Yellville, Mountain Home.
Well, we expected a dandy, and it started out that way. 14-13, Mountain Home leading Greenbrier. Couple of lead changes and three ties already in this one. Bombers with the basketball starting the second quarter. Cruz left side now for Benton. Looks in the paint. Here's Peters driving left side. The shot good. 4 points for Peters. Quickly into the front court of the other end. This is Tome with it out top. In the paint, Matthews pulls up from 14 and hits it. His first points of the ball game. And now a turnover. Bombers, nobody back defensively, and they turn it over in the backcourt. Wow. Boy, you can't have something like that, especially in a close game and a key game like this one. Just an unforced turnover. Clifton in the corner. Matthews with it. Into the corner, left side. Three is good by Cole Lynn. And Greenbrier has retaken the lead, 16-8. It's now an 8-2 run by the Panthers. And now Mountain Home turns it over. Cruz looking inside for Waymire, throws it away. Six turnovers by Mountain Home in the contest. 18-16, Greenbrier with 6:53 left here in this opening half. Into the paint, driving and scoring is Austin Tome. His first points, 20-16. Now a 10-2 run by Greenbrier. Cruz into the paint for Mountain Home, draws a foul and will go to the free throw line. The foul charged to Grant Brown. His first, team's third. Cruz to the free throw line for the Bombers. He has not scored yet this evening. He'll shoot two here. First one is good. .6:31 left in the opening half. Bombers down three. Cruz with his second free throw. This one high off the back of the rim. No good. Matthews with his second rebound. The outlet is Clifton into the front court. His three is off the mark. Rebound, Mountain Home. That's Talon Benton underneath for the Bombers. Mountain Home can pull within one or tie at this trip. Peters, Benton out top now for the Bombers. His entry pass knocked loose. Stolen back by Peters. Takes it to the hole and scores. Peters comes up with the basketball and scores. 20-19, Greenbrier at the other end. The shot blocked by Waymire. Oh, and a late whistle, and they're going to get Waymire with a foul. That's one of those that's so aggravating. They wait to see if the ball goes in. If it does, they don't call the foul. If it doesn't, they call it. It just, oh, it's so aggravating. It's either a foul or it's not. Waymire picks up his first, the team's second, and at the free throw line is Austin Tome. He'll shoot two. First one is good. One more here for Tome. 6 minutes exactly left in the first half. Second one is good. Some pressure in the backcourt, token pressure by the Panthers. Into the front court is Peters. Down the left side of the paint. Blocked underneath by Matthews and picked up by Tome. He'll try to go all the way with it. He misses a wild shot. Oh, they're going to call a foul on Waymire. What did they get? Now they get Cruz with the foul. First on Cruz, the third team foul against Mountain Home. Tomey going to the free throw line. 4 points on the night for Tomey. The first one is short. Clark and Stewart back into the ballgame for Greenbrier. Second free throw is missed, and the rebound Mountain Home. 3-point lead for the Panthers, 22-19. Cruz works out top, looks inside for Waymeyer. Turnaround shot from four is good over Matthews. Waymeyer with 4 points, six boards in this first half. And we got an offensive foul at the other end. Devin Clark used that forearm to push off with. That's his second foul. Fourth team foul, second turnover now by the Panthers. .518 left in this first half. It's 22-21. Bombers down one with the basketball, looking to retake the lead. Benton out top. It's Beshears. Peters right side. Thought about a three. Brings it out top to Beshears instead. They'll work it inside to Waymeyer. He's double teamed. Kicks a high post to Peters. Takes it down the paint. Misses. Waymeyer the rebound. His shot blocked and is picked up by Stewart underneath. And boy, Coach Fulcher is out of the floor. He's very upset. There was no foul call. And a bucket by Clark is good. 12 points for Clark. 4:36 left in the first half. 24-21. Greenbrier leads it. Beshears out top. Now is Peters on the right side. In the corner, Beshears. Inside to Waymeyer. Turnaround shot, good. And a foul. Matthews picks up his first. First on Matthews, fifth against Greenbrier. Waymeyer will go to the line. Waymeyer will shoot the free throw here. Into the ball game. Dunlap checks back in. Clifton comes out. Clark is still out there playing with two fouls. Free throw is missed. Devin Clark the rebound for the Panthers. 24-23, Greenbrier with 4:11 left in this first half. Matthews works out top. Clark with it. Into the paint. Shot will miss from 16. Waymeyer the rebound underneath. Bombers looking to retake the lead. Beshears left side. Benton out top. Here's Peters right side top of the key. 3:42 left now in the first half. 24-23. Greenbrier inside. Waymeyer missing from the block. Great entry pass from Benton. Waymeyer couldn't finish. And Clark with the rebound, a timeout Greenbrier. 3:31 left in the first half. The Panthers leading 24-23. You're listening to Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
For over 50 years, Harold Tucker Auto Parts has been serving the Twin Lakes area. Thank you, Twin Lakes area. See Harold Tucker Auto Parts for parts both foreign and domestic, from parts for automobiles to parts for mowers. They have custom-built hydraulic hoses and welding supplies, too. Open Monday through Friday, 7:30 to 5:30. Harold Tucker Auto Parts, your bumper-to-bumper auto specialist for over 50 years. Family-owned and four generations strong. Harold Tucker Auto Parts, proud to sponsor the Mountain Home Bombers. 810 South Street, Mountain Home. 425-5040.
3:31 left in this first half. Greenbrier leading Mountain Home 24-23. Panthers with the basketball. Greenbrier Getting things set up on the offensive end. Dunlap has it out top now for the Panthers. Underneath, wide open was Tomei. Kicks it back out top. They'll swing it to Clark. He's double-teamed. Dribbles out of that. Attacks the basket left side and scores. Clark now with 14 points. 26-23. Panthers with the lead. Benton works left side, top of the key. Cross court with it. This is Peters for the Bombers. A foul away from the basketball. It's going to be called against Greenbrier. And they're going to get Matthews with his second, sixth team foul against the Panthers. Deechee in for Mountain Home. Cruz will come out. Dylan Wilson, a 6'2 senior, checks in here for the Panthers. This one has been pretty heated all the way through, pretty physical inside, and officials keeping a pretty close eye on things, and I think every little thing that they see is going to be called, which this one can get away quickly, so it's good. We've got a good veteran crew here tonight. They won't let that happen. 2:44 left in this opening half, a three-point lead. Greenbrier back to his zone now. There's Deechee, dumps it down low for Waymire. He'll score. Great pass. High post, low post. Deechee to Waymire. 26-25. Greenbrier leads it by one. Dunlap works out top. Here's Clark. Left side, it goes to Wilson. Tomei. Now Stewart. Dunlap once again. Good ball movement by Greenbrier. Clark starts to drive. Kicks it back out top. Dunlap on the left wing now. Bombers in a man-to-man defensively. 1:55 left in the half. A three by Clark is short. Rebound Mountain Home. That's Peters with his fourth board. Left side, Benton now for the Bombers. They'll look inside to Waymire. He's held from behind. It's Wilson, I believe, that's going to get the foul. It is. Dylan Wilson with his first. Team seventh. Waymire will go to the free throw line. Clifton in. Clark comes out. Waymire will go to the line with a 1-1 with 1:38 left in the half. First one is good. That ties the game at 26. Second one is good. And Matt Thomas retaking the lead, our fourth lead change of the ball game. ...27-26 Mountain Home with 1:30 left in the first half. Clifton, his pull-up 15-footer short. Deechee the rebound for Mountain Home. He has three boards, couple of points coming off the bench this evening. Benton works out top. No look pass to Bashirs in the left corner. 69 seconds left in the half. Benton, they'll look inside to Waymire, puts it on the floor through a double team, and they're going to get him with the offensive foul, I believe. Yep, they do. Put that shoulder down and cleared out some room and picks up the foul. His second, the team's fourth. Hey, 51 seconds left in the half. Bombers lead it by one. Greenbrier with the basketball. They'll play for the final shot of the half. Tomei holds it at midcourt. Bombers will allow him to do that. 28 seconds left in the half. Bombers still in a man-to-man defensively here. Greenbrier will hold it for the last about 45 seconds of the half and play for the final shot here. 13 on the clock. Tome holds it out top. And Benton with a reach-in foul by Mountain Home. That's his first, team's fifth. Bombers actually have another foul to give here. 6 seconds left. Greenbrier to inbound. They'll throw it in the backcourt. Tome has it. Five on the clock. Tome launches a three. It will not go. And the quarter, or half, will come to an end. And Mountain Home will take a one-point lead into the locker room at halftime. 27-26. It's the Bombers with the lead. It's halftime. You're listening to Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
It's halftime. Stay tuned for the Central Heating and Cooling Halftime Show coming up next on Classic Hits 101.7.
Legendary basketball coach John Wooden said, "Failing to prepare is preparing to fail." And if you fail to prepare for the change in the seasons with your heating and cooling system, you're preparing for an expensive failure. Central Heating and Cooling can take care of all your heating and cooling needs, whether it's for repairs, preventive maintenance, or a new unit. Central Heating and Cooling, your Carrier dealer since 1965, where comfort exceeds expectations.
The Fratizzi family at ABC Printing and Imogen Things has been backing the Bombers and Lady Bombers for over 45 years. At the same time, they've provided Mountain Home in the Twin Lakes area with quality printing, promotional items, signs, banners, awards, and plaques. Rocky and Susan would like to say thank you, Mountain Home, and wish the Bombers a successful season. Go Bombers! Call ABC Printing and Imogen Things, 425-2610. That's 425-2610.